بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still in the chapter that deals with اللعان. And اللعان is derived from اللعن. And اللعن means to curse. And we discussed this last time. We met, so we continue with the last hadith. Hadith number 326. And I think the brother was assigned there. Yes, akhi.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Bani Fazara and said, "My wife has given birth to a child who is black." Whereupon Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do you have any camels?" He said, "Yes." He again said, "What are their colors?" He said, "They are red." He said, "Is there a dusky one among them?" He said, "Yes, there are dusky ones among them." He said, "How has it come about?" He said, "It is perhaps a vein to which it has reverted." Whereupon he, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "It is perhaps the vein to which he, the child, has reverted."
In this hadith, a man is in doubt, but his iman, his religion, is preventing him from clearly accusing his wife. And this is why scholars say that such questions do not pose as slandering. If a man goes to his wife and says that this boy is not mine, this is straightforward slandering. Either he brings the four witnesses, or he gives li'an, or 80 lashes in his back. There's no third, fourth solution. But the man's iman is preventing him from slandering his wife. He loves his wife. He knows her, that she is trustworthy. But what to do? I'm white, she's white, and my son is black. So the man is asking the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet is giving him the example from what he knows, from his experience. "Do you have camels?" The man said, "Yes." "What colors?" "Red." "Generally speaking, brown, red." So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, "Do you have dusky camels?" And the man said, "Yes." "These camels are colored different to the others." And then the Prophet told him alayhi salatu wasalam, "Where did he come from? This different color, where did it come from?" And the man, because he is knowledgeable in camels and their lineage and where they come from and how they look, he said, "Oh, probably a vein reverted it. It probably a vein that reverted it, something that came back," meaning that in the lineage of the camel, somewhere in the great, 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 great grandfather, there was a dusky camel, and this only appeared now. So the Prophet told him, alayhi salam, "Your black son might have reverted a vein as well." And by the way, this is normal. We see this all the time. We see that, subhanAllah, one of Allah's miracles and perfect creation, that you have people who are black, white, yellow, red, blonde, brunette, green eyes, blue eyes, black eyes, brown eyes. So you would find in a family two or three generations having the same features. And all of a sudden, something is different. The man and the wife, they're all Caucasian, they're white, and they have a Chinese-like child. What? Where did he come from? He looks in himself in the mirror, she looks in the mirror, no resemblance. If you look, you will find in the fifth or sixth grandfather that he originated from the Far East, or he had Far East blood in him. And this affects. And that is why you have children. And some of your children may be white, and some may be dark in skin. They don't have the same features. So the Prophet ﷺ is cutting the line, cutting the road for shaitan, so that he would not come to you and start to whisper in your head Ah, this might not be yours. Yes, you had a business trip to that country. Maybe this took place, and you go and check your diaries. Was it enough time to 9 months, yani 9 months ago, where was I? All of this from shaitan. And this is completely prohibited. A lot of the sisters call saying that their husbands accuse them of things that are baseless. And I say, let the husband talk to me. And the husband says, yes, Sheikh. And I say, why do you do this? My wife is behaving ill. And I investigate. So investigating, the woman is a good woman. So I tell the man, Yahi, why are you doubting your wife? He says, whenever I come to the house, she's on the phone. She said, okay, I will call you later. She's definitely talking to a man. And I tell him, are you crazy? All respectful women, when the husband comes in, if she's talking to her mother, she says, I will talk to you again, and she will receive her husband. You should fear Allah. The doubts and the whispers of shaitan is based on separating between man and woman, between a husband and his wife. The Prophet tells us, alayhi salam, shaitan erects his throne on water, and he dispatches his servants and soldiers. One of them comes and says, I was with this man until he stole something. He said, you did not do anything. Tomorrow he's going to repent. He goes, another one comes. I was with this man until he fornicated, committed adultery, zina. He said, you haven't done anything. Tomorrow he's going to repent. The third one, he says, I was with this man until I made him divorce his wife. And he said, yes, you are the man. And he makes him sit on his right, which means that it is a great and serious offense to separate between the man and the wife. And these doubts help in doing this. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, don't go with your doubts. Don't go with such things. So this hadith also goes in line with the issue of li'an. Now, the following hadith, hadith number 327. Okay, the brother there.
Narrated Aisha, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas and Abd ibn Zuma'ah disputed in a boy. Sa'd said, O Prophet of Allah, this is the son of my brother, Utbah ibn Abi Waqqas. He told me he was his son. Look at how he resembles him. Abd ibn Zuma'ah said, he is my brother, O Prophet of Allah. He was born on my father's bed from his concubine. The Prophet ﷺ looked at the boy and he saw clear resemblance to Utbah. He then said, he belongs to you, Abd ibn Zuma'ah, and for the fornicator, nothing but the rock. As for you, Sauda, you should cover up from him. He never saw Sauda. May Allah be pleased with them all.
Okay, this hadith is in an incident. In the previous hadiths, we spoke about li'an. And li'an is to separate, to dishonor, and to say that this child is not mine. Here it's a different and reverse situation. A child that is someone else, and someone claiming that it is his. What is the scenario? It's as follows. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the 10 heaven-bound companions of the Prophet ﷺ, had a brother by the name of Utbah. Utbah talked to his brother and told him about something that he had done in the past. What was that thing? He told him that the person by the name of Zam'ah ibn al-Aswad. Zam'ah happens to be the father of Sauda bint Zam'ah. Who is Sauda bint Zam'ah? The wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. She is the second wife. The Prophet married Khadija for so long. When she died, he married Sauda. And she was in his age alayhi salatu wasalam. So she was not a young woman at all. Now, Zam'ah ibn al-Aswad had a slave girl, a concubine. And in the past, before Islam, anyone who commits adultery or pays a prostitute who happens to be a slave girl and she becomes pregnant and he says that this is mine. So she doesn't go and say that this is yours. He claims that the child is his. It becomes his. Utbah told Sa'd, that concubine of Zam'ah ibn al-Aswad, I had an affair with, and she conceived from me. What happened after that? This is what we'll find after the break, so stay tuned.